Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Takes Craigslist missed connections.
Yay!
Yay!
What do you think of Lance's voice, Tim?
I love it.
It's good, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey.
This segment, before I got on here, I heard this segment. It made me laugh out loud many, many times.
Aww. He's hired.
No pressure for today, though.
No, none at all. I'm not sure if this is a misconnection or like a na-na-na-na-na-na, but we'll start in the gym shower. Caught you looking. Are you impressed? So's my wife! Exclamation mark.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh.
Na 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 na.
That's weird.
Missed connections.
Missed the point there, pal. Office help and more. My office is empty, and I'm always alone with paperwork. So, I'm looking for a girl next door type. Early 30s, short brunette hair. I need some personal help on my lunch break. She should be smart, fun, and playful. And I can hire you full time if things work out.
What are we looking for here? Am I the only one confused?
I think it's a sandwich maker.
What?
Missed connections.
Hot for teller. Not Penn and Teller.
Okay, that's good, because who is? Well, there's someone.
I saw you at the magic show.
And let me tell you, your card tricks, unbelievable. To the very hot drive-through teller at my bank, you are sexy as hell. Just wanted to tell you that I would do so, so many things to you. Most of those things are completely not, all caps, bank-related. But we can always talk about opening up another account after.
Missed connections.
Member FDIC. I think it means something different there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I do.
Fast food friend. I actually saw you twice in one day, and both times you got my order correct. Impressive.
What? You're going to eat. You're eating way too much fast food.
Right.
Is this you, Lance?
It is not. But you know, I started reading and it's like, similarities. Similarities, to be sure. You got my order correct. Impressive, especially for the drive-through. You have a mustache and sexy eyes, and I would even kiss you on the mouth because I really don't like mustaches. Makes you look like my creepy Uncle Mike.
Okay, so this is a man at the drive-thru.
Let's go. Craigslist missed connections.
Why
98 Courtney and Company show, and we've got Tim, and we've got Kevin, we've got Lance, and a lot to get to still on the show today, including your tickets for Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt. We're also going to do Ask Kevin today. You have never heard an Ask Kevin.
No, I'm really looking forward to it.
Let me set the bar low.
it always depends on what advice he gives based on what his horoscope is that day.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
The only reason we do it is for the jingle, but we'd love to hear your problems that Kevin can maybe answer. You can always text us those problems that you're having, maybe some advice from Kev to 314-531-9898. And I want to mention the code word this hour. You still have about 20 minutes to text the word BAND, B-A-N-D, to 72881. You have until the end of the hour, $1,000 12 times a day in the 12K a day giveaway.
Maybe Kevin can help with this. You know about this new crime spree going on in St. Louis?
No.
They're stealing meat.
From?
From barbecue places. So like a month ago, Salt and Smoke, my favorite restaurant, down on Southampton was hit in broad daylight. Right. And then last week, also broad daylight, Callier's Catering on Manchester in Balwyn. Hit them too.
Hit them how? How are they stealing meat?
They are. So these are places that smoke meat like all day long. Like it's Salt and Smoke 24 hours a day. They're smoking meat.
And it's outside.
Big outdoor smoker, but it's locked. And this guy broke in. So then they started staking the place out to try to find this guy.
Staking the place out.
Uh-huh. And I didn't even do it on purpose. I can't take credit. And the guy busted in with a crowbar. And these smokers are expensive. He did like $2,000 worth of damage and grabbed two pork butts and one brisket.
Okay.
That's it? It seems like a lot of work just for a little bit of meat.
It's crazy.
Okay, wait. So he's hit two places.
Yes.
Has he hit them more than once?
Yeah, so he went back to Salt and Smoke. So first time they were like,
that's
this
his favorite.
Is weird.
They should advertise
yeah,
that.
It is really good.
It's worth
the brisket is so good. Yeah, they do good work down there. So the guy came back, and then one time they chased him off, and then they've kind of had this setup. Now, hopefully he doesn't come back anymore. But they got a description, the whole thing, and they're trying to catch this guy.
Okay, wait. But the police aren't really heavy duty into this.
No, they're unfortunately worried about other things, which is unfortunate because this can't keep happening. It's going to really hurt their
business. It's up to them really to police it. I mean, I had my car stolen. It was not a high priority. I did leave my keys in the car and it running when I went indoors, but it was hot that day.
Oh, that is on you.
Yeah, I know.
I don't blame the police. No, it's up to them, but it's also up to us. I think we need to do
our part.
All right,
what's the description?
Here's the description. Roughly 40-year-old guy, 6 feet tall, white guy with a brown mustache and a beard. He was wearing a blue stocking cap, a black jacket, and gray sweatpants. And this is good. They think that he maybe has worked in the barbecue industry because he knew his way around this smoker. Like he didn't work for Salt and Smoke, but they could tell that he knew what he was doing.
Such a ridiculous item to steal.
Yeah.
It always makes me laugh when you read about like burglars that break into a house and the odd things that they steal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's like, why did they want, or like a shoplifter.
Right. What a weird scheme. And they're sitting around. They're like, all right, let's go hit that one. It's not like they're driving around. You kind of think like, oh, teenagers, it's like some weird prank. But this is, this is a real thing. Oh, I got a car description, too. A silver Chrysler 300 with Missouri license plates starting with KP4.
Well, I feel like they have a lot of information on this guy.
Right. That's a good amount of detail. I mean, not every detail, but a lot of it.
And he also has a Fred Sanford t-shirt that says, you big dummy on it with barbecue sauce on it. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that is.
Am I adding that?
He smells like brisket. He's got a bib on, typically.
It's so funny because it sounds like this is a fake story.
No, it's totally real. And they had to stake the place out. I said it again. they didn't do it on purpose.
Were they looking for tips? Like beef tips?
Oh, man. You guys are good. Now I get it. Anyway, if you know this guy, call the authorities because we should stop this guy.
Hey, as long as he doesn't steal the Burnt Ends Toasted Ravs at Salt and Smoke.
They're the best.
What are those?
They are so good.
They sound amazing.
Burnt End Toasted Ravioli?
Yeah.
So good.
Isn't he a friend of yours?
He's one of my best friends
in
the world.
Well, let's get some of those up in this place.
Okay. I'll make some phone calls.
All right. While we work on our food orders.
He's got a crime spree he's dealing with right now. Yeah. He can't be bringing us.
He might be a little busy.
We'll give it a more publicity. Okay. Here's Lance.
Traffic is sponsored by Walgreens.
Y98, that code word once again if you want to win $1,000. Code word this hour is BAND, B-A-N-D. Text that by the end of the hour to 72881 to win $1,000.
You know, there's something going on in Alton that I would be remiss not mentioning, and hopefully this will provide more information. Got a call earlier this morning about it. We've had the news reports about a possible strike happening in the Alton School District. And this evening, from 5:30 until 7, there is an informational picket going on at the board office where if you come by, you can get some information from the teachers on both sides on what's going on. Nobody wants to have a strike. Nobody wants to see this go down. I've got friends on both sides. I've got relatives on both sides. So I'm hoping this can be averted. I'm hoping this is not going to go to a strike.
Yeah, because the time of year it is, you've got so many things coming up, but I guess that's when they have the most power.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, and it's been a while since they've had a contract, you know, in that district. So hopefully they can, you know, find an answer and, you know, they can get, they can resolve what's going on there. But if you need more information, as I said this evening, they're on Main Street where the board office is in Alton. They're having an informational picket going on between 5:30 and 7 o'clock.
All right, and I wanted to mention, since you're talking about, I feel bad because I didn't mention it yesterday, and I totally forgot, but Belleville West High School over the weekend won the state championship in basketball.
Nice!
Which is a big deal, and I don't think any school in that in our area, because that's where I was from, I went to Althoff, has ever won a basketball title. So it's a big deal, and they had a big parade for them on Sunday, so I wanted to congratulate the Mighty Maroons.
Nice.
I know that they were, you know, we had a rivalry, but it doesn't matter now because I'm almost 50.
Yeah.
So congrats to the Maroons on their state championship. All right, Debbie Monterey's got your news. You've got your extended forecast, and that's all after Lance and another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by Walgreens, westbound 270 in North County.
Making stuff up and passing it along as fact. Me. All right, so I don't keep up on my high school state championships because I got a text from a fellow alum, and apparently my school won the basketball state championship, Althoff, in 2016. I apologize to the Crusaders.
Oh, 2016?
I kind of remember it, but I don't because it's not part of my life.
Yeah, somebody else said 2015.
No, this says 2016.
The Crusaders had a run there, guys. It could have been both years.
And lots of football state championships.
Yeah.
I mean, and then I mentioned the POM squad, dance squad now.
Killer POM squad last 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this year they won state. So I was just trying to congratulate West and I messed it all up.
The Althoff people got mad.
I know. Yeah. That's not very... Never mind. I'm the one that messed it up. So I apologize to the 2016 basketball team for Althoff. But congrats again to the Belleville West Maroons.
I need some cash.
All right, it's time for your code word in the 12K a day giveaway. $1,000 12 times a day. And all you have to do is text the word noun. N-O-U-N. Noun. Text noun to 72881. You have until the end of the hour. No reason to rush this. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. For all the rules, you can go to y98.com, and one randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win $1,000, just like Shelley Westbrook, Jeremy Ewan, and Billy Hines have done. So text noun to 72881. Good luck. Still to come, we have Sam Hunt, Luke Bryan tickets, or Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, whichever one you prefer headlining. That's coming up before to the end of this hour. First, here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
And it's sponsored by Walgreens.
Forward, zero rest spells the same. Does everybody say hi to Kate?
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, everyone.
Kate works here. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, hi. What do you do?
It's so nice to meet you guys.
Kate was telling me a story off the air, and I thought it was a great story because I think we all do this at home. Our beauty treatments, the at-home beauty treatments.
Oh, like do-it-yourself
things?
Yes,
yes, yes. I just did that mask where it makes you look like an old lady.
Yes.
More of an old lady. And Kate decided one night, Kate, you have twin boys.
Yep.
How old are they?
They'll be 2 in April.
Oh, wow.
So I have little time to try and make this work on my face.
Okay, but you didn't just do one beauty treatment, Kate.
Yeah.
You did a few. Tell us about it.
I had 20 minutes to kind of do a little makeover before we had opening day that weekend and the boys' first birthday party. So I put on one of those like black charcoal masks.
That is supposed to hurt really bad.
Yes. Right. And this is the first time putting it on. So I like got it from Amazon, put it on, got really excited, and also put on teeth whiteners and decided to just dye my hair that day all in the same swoop and took a picture and sent it to my girlfriends. I was like, God, don't I look so pretty? But then kind of got distracted by the maniacs downstairs and never took anything off for like an hour. And you're supposed to take everything. I think it's 20 minutes. So the face mask like did not come off. It hurts to take off on a normal time period.
Yes.
And after an hour, it actually becomes a part of your skin.
Oh, especially no, for no. women, we have discovered. Because yes. women have hair that they don't shave like men do.
Oh, so it and sticks to that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like you're pulling the hairs out of your face.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You're waxing your face as well.
It was a lot of screaming. And then the teeth whiteners, as you know, just make you very sensitive, so
oh,
you
no.
couldn't breathe for the next 24 hours. And then my hair turned actually purple.
Oh, no.
It was. I might be the ugliest mom at their kid's first birthday party ever.
Yeah, but you had the whitest teeth in town.
Right. I couldn't breathe or talk or eat.
Oh, no, you can't have air hit your teeth.
Oh,
my gosh. Oh. And then, so your kid's first birthday, you want to be in all the pictures
yeah.
with their smash
yeah.
cake. What did
I
you
did
do?
It. I just kind of did, like, forehead. Down.
She wore a ball cap. She's a real sporty mom.
Really, really loves sports.
All right, your at-home beauty fails. There's got to be some
oh, yeah.
of like bad things that happen. So give us a call now if you've got a funny, I don't know if you can beat Kate's, but it's pretty good. 314-531-9898, 618-397-9898.
Goodwill is celebrating 100 years of providing employment services to people with disabilities or disadvantages right here in St. Louis. Give hope, give local, give Goodwill.
818 at Y98, and traffic this time around is sponsored by Credit Karma. 6440 eastbound, going to be heavy through 270 past
Y98, we're talking beauty treatment fails. Tim, what's yours?
I used to dye my hair with Kool-Aid. That was a big thing in the 90s. So similar, yeah.
What? Wait.
It's stained.
What?
All right.
Oh, yeah,
I watched
that.
MTV nonstop, and yeah. and House of Style was on, and Todd Oldham would come on and say, oh, here's how you dye your hair. You used Kool-Aid. So you used the sugar-free Kool-Aid, and you added just a little bit of water, and then you put it on your hair, you let it sit for a little bit, and your hair was
dyed.
And
what color were you dyeing it?
I did purple and red.
Together?
No, different times.
Oh.
That would just be red or purple if I had done it on any other.
Well, you said you messed up, so you did it again.
It would come down and tint sort of your forehead, and then like your friends, we'd all do it together and then go to a concert, and then you would just go, we'd all have purple hair and also purple hands and foreheads.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, you guys look crazy at the Osmonds. All right, so we're talking about your at-home beauty treatment fails because Kate from the office shared her. It was a trifecta
yes.
of bad. Yeah. But let's go to Sherry, who's hanging on. Hey, Sherry, what's your at-home beauty treatment fail? Sherry, it's you. Hey, Sherry.
This is Holly.
Oh, hi, Holly. Sorry. Holly,
wait, I'm listening. Who's Sherry?
What's your fail, Holly?
So my sister and I thought that we would save some money before we went to prom one year. And, you know, we did our own hair, we did our own makeup, and she wanted me to do her nails. So I was actually quite good at it, and I got to one of the fingernails, and I put too much super glue on it. And the glue shot out, and I closed my eye just in time for it to glue my eyelashes together.
Oh, no. Oh my gosh!
Right, and it was not great. And you know how long it takes for that super glue to get off your skin when you get it on your skin. And I was going to prom too. So I had my makeup already done, but we pulled out most of my eyelashes trying to get my regular eyelashes apart. So I had to put a fake set on one eye, and you know, I kept my other eyelashes regular, and I look like a drag queen a little bit. It was not great pictures. I actually didn't buy the pictures that year, but it was kind of funny in the process with all of us screaming. I never finished her nails, so she had half done nails and I had weird eyelashes.
Oh my gosh.
We gotta see that picture. I gotta send it to us.
The picture.
I might be able to come up with the home picture, but yeah, no professional pictures taken that year.
You know what? Here's the deal. You don't realize how important eyelashes are until you don't have them, or eyebrows.
Yeah.
Mm. And it takes a while to grow back. They took a very long time to grow back.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, now you appreciate them that much more. It's a good thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Holly, for calling.
All right. We've got Monica on the phone. Monica, what is your fail?
So I had my hair colored a darker color than I normally do, and she got it, some of the hair color on my skin, so I had that, like, stain on my forehead.
Yes.
And I Googled and found this thing on Pinterest of how you can use a Mr. Clean Eraser to get that off.
On your skin.
So I tried it, and it came off, and I went to bed, and I woke up with a huge chemical burn across my entire forehead.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it.
Did you then get bangs cut? Oh, that's bad, Monica. I mean, I hope that you put the disclaimer in there, like, don't do this.
I couldn't find the Pinterest page again.
It's good you didn't spread it out over the rest of your head, or you would look like Mr. Clean.
I looked like I fell asleep on my curling iron. Like, there was just this giant red line across my forehead.
Oh, wow.
Man, that's a good one, Monica. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's bad, but it's a good story. Thank you for sharing. Hey, Jen, what is your at-home beauty treatment fail?
I used, am I allowed to say the name of the product?
Yeah, I used
Nair.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. They don't advertise with us. We're all about laser hair removal. Okay.
So, I used it on my legs like a week before I was going to Cancun with my sister, and I did it within the time frame, but my leg was burning. I got a second degree burn, and so I went to Cancun with this ugly scab on my leg, and I have a scar from it. And that was 7 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I will never use it again. I need to go, you know, do the laser hair removal at some point in my life. But
yes, you need to do it. 1-800-BE-IDEAL.
Great deals going on right now.
Thank you for calling, Jen. Sorry about the scar.
Yeah, bye-bye. Y98, today's best music.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. And I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. I say I'm in too deep. In too deep. It's been 2 years. I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
If you are a huge Justin Timberlake fan or Maroon 5, they're going to do something with Verizon for their upcoming concerts. And both are coming here to St. Louis. Demi Lovato is also doing it. But they're doing this rewards program through Verizon. And during both tours, members can get early and expedited entry into the venue. They will also be a special Verizon Up members section, and a limited number of VIP meet and greet opportunities at select shows. And all you have to do is enroll in this program with your Verizon app. It's obvious that you have to use Verizon. I don't think you can get it without being a Verizon customer. We talked earlier about the huge raise the Stranger Things kids got. Not only the kids, also Winona Ryder and David Harbour. They have gone from making 80 grand and 100 grand to both making $350,000 per episode.
Deserved.
Right.
Love that show.
And then the young boys, the four main boys, go from 30 grand to 250,000. And then the older teens, they have been bumped up to about 150 grand. We don't know about Millie Bobby Brown, but they're thinking it's not as much as David Harbour and Winona Ryder, but more than the four main boys.
As long as it has an 11 in the number, I'm totally fine with it.
We talked earlier about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry not doing a prenup. But if you're a big fan of all things royal, do you get into the royal wedding? I'm not a big royal wedding fan. royal family person.
Not huge. This story's pretty great just because it's an American. She's an actress. She's, you know, people seem to love her. So it's, I'm curious about it. I'm not going to wake up in the middle of the night just to watch the royal wedding, but we'll see.
They're both, both Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton now are getting their own line of emojis. I don't know. It doesn't look like they're putting them out. So it's like some other company just capitalizing.
Just doing it, yeah.
Kate-moji will focus on Kate and her royal family, while Meghan-moji will focus on Meghan and Harry falling in love.
Oh.
They also, each package both has British sayings and phrases, like American princess and cheeky bugger.
Oh.
Am I allowed to say that on the air, Lance? I'm worried.
Yeah, I think you can say it.
All right, they're launching in May, and the apps are $1.99 if you want to bother all your friends.
Wait.
I read this headline and thought, this is weird, but then I reread it and realized I had it wrong. Twitch is doing a massive Mr. Rogers marathon. Twitch, not Ellen DeGeneres' DJ or the guy from So You Think You Can Dance. Dance, it's a streaming platform. Today would have been his 90th birthday.
Crazy.
Oh, wow.
So they're doing a massive Mr. Rogers neighborhood marathon. Starts today at 12 p.m.
Okay.
And they're going to have 90 of the most popular episodes. And then it will be followed by a complete run of all 856 episodes.
Wow.
Wow.
Awesome.
And from what I understand, Twitch from Ellen, though, he is wearing a cardigan all week. It's a small tribute from him.
Apparently, a few years ago, this Twitch channel did a Bob Ross series, The Joy of Painting, and it attracted 5.6 million unique views.
I can see it. That's great to binge watch that stuff.
Great to nap to.
Yeah.
That really doesn't say a lot about
my painting. My paintings never turn out like his, though. I try.
And tonight on TV, The Voice, part two of The Battle Rounds. And then the second season, I'm sure you're a fan of this, Tim, being a stand-up comic, The Stand-Ups on Netflix.
Yes. And there's really great stand-ups on there. I mean, great ones last time, too. They do a really good job. And it's just half-hour sets, so you can kind of, you know, watch them all together and space them out. But I highly recommend all the comics on this season. Rachel Feinstein, Joe List, Kyle Kinane. Great, great. I'm really excited to watch those.
Yeah, Netflix has kind of become the place to watch stand-up comedy.
And they're spending a fortune. They're just outspending everybody to get these great comics. You see, you got the Dave Chappelle stuff, the Chris Rock stuff, Seinfeld. But it is the place. But it's cool that they're not only putting out those huge ones, but also the, you know, young developing comics like the ones on this they're putting out as well.
Speaking of young, funny people, yesterday on Ellen, if you're a fan of The Office, remember Gabe, the tall, lanky guy? He's also on Silicon Valley now.
Yeah.
He was on The Good Wife in a couple episodes.
Oh, yeah. You have to watch his interview with Ellen. He is maybe one of the funniest people I have seen sit down. And he doesn't have a lot of talk show experience. I don't think he's a normal guest.
Right.
But I think after yesterday, if you get a chance, watch his interview with Ellen yesterday. I have a feeling he's going to be a regular on that show. He was so funny.
I got to see it. Yeah, he's an improviser. That was his background.
Oh, my God.
He also lived in my neighborhood in L.A., and I would see him every time would have brunch or get a smoothie or any of those
How
L.A.
tall
things.
Is he?
Real tall.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he pops up on all kinds of different shows, too.
Yeah, he's good.
Blink 182 doesn't sound very Blink 182, but they're doing a Las Vegas residency.
So punk rock.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think the standard applies anymore.
No.
You know, like the Donnie and Marie, Wayne Newton, because so many different artists are doing it and they have to stay in one place. They don't have to move around.
Yeah.
But they are going to be at the Palms Casino Resort starting Memorial Day, but it's a limited run. They're going to perform over 4 weekends through June. Then they come back at the end of October and do another 4 weekends. And tickets go on sale on Friday.
The Palms is the most punk rock of Vegas.
It really is.
So that makes me feel a little bit better.
Oh, and I need to mention this because there's no other place I would mention this. Good news. Ving Rhames has joined the cast of Cagney and Lacey.
Oh!
Is he going to be Kojak? Remember when they brought Kojak back?
Is there a crossover?
No, they rebooted Kojak and he was Kojak. Do you remember that a few years back?
No.
I do.
Yeah. It didn't last very long.
It must not have.
No, not at all.
All right. Happy birthday. Kathy Ireland is celebrating a birthday.
I'm a big fan.
I had a number pop into my head.
Do it.
52.
55.
Oh,
nice.
Yes. Wow.
Love you, Kathy.
What about, there's a lot of good, I mean, How about Holly Hunter?
63.
Sounded like you were doing her S's there. Very sibilant S's.
61.
60.
60!
Nice!
All right, let's see if we can go 3 for 3.
I'm 60.
What about... Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr. Oh. Number 4.
Gosh.
Man. 70.
70.
Wow. That's an excellent guess.
What is happening here?
Wow. That was a real... I can't even picture Bobby Orr.
That is Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. Here's Lance Silverbrand with another look at your traffic.
And it's sponsored by Walgreens.
I need some cash.
This hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is blue. Text blue, B-L-U-E, to 72881 by the end of the hour. You got plenty of time, so don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. For rules, visit Y98.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. And all you got to do is text blue to 72881.
All right, I am past the wedding surge in my life. Not a lot of... You know, they get sprinkled in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there also should be an age where you're done being a bridesmaid. or at least, like, if you are a bridesmaid, it's a beach wedding and you can wear it whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, bridesmaid dresses?
No, thanks.
You just got invited to one that's happening, what, in a month or two?
Yeah, it's in May. Tim Convoy got invited to this wedding, but I think I got the invitation, so I'm just going to show up with it and keep my fingers crossed. It's in May out in Los Angeles.
And what have you noticed? Have you noticed anything that stands out from weddings, like cool things that people are doing, like the food they're serving to,
it's funny. I have like a lot of, everybody tries to like, oh, this is this unforgettable one. The one of the most recent ones I went to was, it was all outside, ceremony, reception, the whole thing. And it was, I'm not kidding, 104 degrees outside.
Oh,
well, that's bad.
It was unbelievable. It was in, what is it? The wine place out in California.
Napa?
Napa, yeah. I couldn't come up with it.
I think that's their motto. The wine place out in California.
In California.
I have the trends for 2018. Let's see what you guys... I really hate, I miss Jen on days like this when we can talk about weddings together. I got you two because Lance is gone and he was the most recent to get married on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just 2 years ago.
That's right.
Years ago. Okay. Searches for wedding capes have increased 44%.
What's a wedding cape?
It's more dramatic and original than a shawl.
It's for the woman.
It's for the woman, yeah. Okay. Wedding capes are perfect for both a conservative bride, and the bride looking to make a flashy statement.
Wow. And you can fly out of there when it's over.
Searches for guest book alternatives. People are kind of tired of like the old guest book.
Yeah.
I don't really see a lot of guest books at weddings.
I don't think I do either. I never sign guest books at anything.
You don't?
I'm just not into it.
You should do it at a funeral.
Yeah. The last funeral I went to, I didn't.
You have to.
Okay.
It's important to the family. You'll learn things
now,
as you get older.
You shouldn't
feel bad. Right. You just do it.
I'll call them up. Be like, hey, I was there.
Because the day is a blur.
I know.
For a lot of people. And
right.
But you're just saying, oh, make sure to thank me. And I don't necessarily want to be thanked.
They just want to know that you were there and you support. I mean, it's just, they're not going to say anything to you about it ever.
Okay.
Okay. But alternatives to guest books, Jenga game sets to hang... for hangable artwork.
What? How's that an alternative to a guest book? That doesn't make any sense.
Marriage advice cards are another thing.
Oh.
No thanks.
Okay. You're really into this. I can tell you're going to be married soon.
Easy.
All right. Also, according to Etsy, 2018 is the year of the Southwestern wedding. Sunset shades, cactus centerpieces.
No, thanks.
Textured wood, Southwestern cuisine like a fajita bar, black bean chili.
Okay. Maybe. <All
right>. Okay, well, let's see if we can find something.
Any good trends?
The return of the puffed sleeve.
Oh, it's about time.
The music you hear on Wine.
Neil Diamond.
Today.
Schwarzenegger. And his bad impressions make a good impression on you. Ask Kevin. Come on, ask Kevin.
again.
That's me.
You know, we would love to hear the problems that you have going on in your life. You can text us. That'd be an easy way. Although you get the text, so I'm worried about you practicing what your advice is going to be.
I actually helped out somebody in a long-term relationship earlier this morning. She was, you know, worried about her boyfriend who's, you know, living far away, and they've only been dating for 5 months, but she feels a connection, and but she also doesn't want to leave her job, you know?
So what was your...
You know?
So I kind of, you know, coached her and let her therapize.
That's not even a word.
It is to her.
All right, well, this, yeah, so text us, and maybe I will get the text, and then you won't just respond.
Well, it's
helped. It's an on-air segment, Kevin.
I know, but, you know.
We need letters in order to keep it going.
I help any way I can, Courtney.
Oh, man. I don't have a name for this one, because this is kind of a little racy. All right? Dear Kevin, there's a girl that I have become friends with through CrossFit. We both go pretty hard and have been good motivation for each other. Well, after a few months, we even started hanging out with one another outside of CrossFit.
Mm.
3 weeks ago, she sent me a photo of her in these workout shorts that she got that she thought I would like. The shorts weren't what stood out in the photo. It was the fact that she wasn't wearing anything to cover her shoulders. No, her boobs. I didn't make a big deal out of it, but then over the weekend she sent me a photo where she was naked at her pool. What pool is she going to? With the caption, "Aaron, go braless." I showed the photos to a couple girls, and they all had different things. They said that's just what girls do. One girl thinks she's a swinger. I do not send nude photos to anyone. What do you think she is trying to say?
Gosh, you know, I don't send nude photos either for obvious reasons. Unless you count me in a swim shirt, you know, close enough. I'm not a bright man. I don't claim to be. I think she's hitting on him. I mean, don't you guys feel that way? Am I wrong? I mean,
no, but I mean, this is a guy that sounds like he doesn't like
She doesn't
that.
Even like her?
No, I think he probably would like her, but don't you think she's being too
forward? Maybe he really likes the CrossFit class and doesn't want things to be awkward in class.
Tim, what do you think?
I'm perplexed by this whole thing. Obviously, if she's sending him naked pictures, she's very interested in him and wants to take things to the next level.
Well,
I don't see where the confusion is.
That might happen to you, Mr. Convy, but those of us in the lay profession.
What?
I didn't, well...
He doesn't really give an answer. He just
Bad
likes
wording.
To be asked. And why
yes.
we
Sorry.
Keep doing the segments is anybody's guess.
Ask Kevin.
Should you really ask Kevin?
No.
I'm Jonathan Messenger, broadcasting to you live from my home, where I record a kids' podcast with my son, Griffin.
John dreams of inspiring other parents to create something with their kids. American Family Insurance is helping to make that dream happen right now.
Dad, what else does a monster look like?
It was so huge.
John's podcast began at home, and your dreams can too. Learn more about American Family's home insurance at mfam.com. American Family Insurance.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.